Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure dark chocolate. Take a look and you'll see that we're gonna talk about cacao.
With certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world, and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of naturopathic earth.
Hey everybody, this is A. Gregory Luna. You can call me Gregory. Welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. Today we're going to talk about dark chocolate. We're going to review some of the most common dark chocolate bars that you can find in Los Estados Unidos. Before we begin, let's get all this stuff out. I don't know why I can't find a quicker and easier way to talk about ways to find me, but you can find me at www.naturopathicearth.com, NaturopathicEarth.com. You can find me on Facebook at A. Gregory Luna. The website's page is at Naturopath Earth, which is also where you'd find us on Twitter, Naturopath Earth. And then on Instagram, it's at Naturopathic_Earth. At naturopathic_ick earth. Don't forget the ick. All right. So just for a reminder here, we are starting a new raffle. Rebecca won the first raffle. So congratulations to her. She'll be getting her essential oil blend once Miss Kate comes back from Utah. And we're going to start a new one, and probably by 4th of July, we'll announce that winner. So please subscribe to the newsletter. As I mentioned, we don't sell your stuff to third parties. I barely know how to send out emails to the people, aside from the daily feed in which you guys get your articles in your inbox. I did put us on Feedly, which is an RSS feed where you can read many of your favorite newspapers and magazines. I just put us up there so you can read us there as well if you like to read your articles on your computer. We're on Feedly. Feedly. Don't be Feebly. All right, so today we're going to talk about the cacao. As you guys know, I love the dark chocolate, or as they say in Spanish, the chocolate obscuro, which I think is how they say it. I'm not really sure. All right, so we are going to review the most popular, not overpriced dark chocolate bars that you can find in America. All right, so dark chocolate. We know why this is good for you. It's got phytonutrients, which are plant nutrients. It's got tons of polyphenols and catechins. It's very high in the good fats. It's got lauric acid, which is a great fatty acid. It's full of fiber, given that it's a plant based food item, and it's minimally processed. Now, going back to the fiber, it has about 5 grams of fiber per serving, which is pretty good. It's got a decent amount of protein, but it's got a lot of fat, and it's very filling. So before we begin the actual reviews, let's go over the criteria, and also let's go over the difference between cocoa and cacao. I mentioned in my article, cocoa versus cacao. Wait, there's a difference. That they both come from the cacao. They come from the same plant. But what they do with cacao is that they heat it. After they dry it, they heat it, but not as to a high of a temperature. And by heating it, they're able to separate the cacao butter from the rest of the cacao. And the cacao butter is that very fatty part. Now, a lot of people use cacao butter or cocoa butter, cacao butter on their skin. It's very nourishing because it's full of fat. And then the rest of it, they ground down to a cacao powder. Also, you might have heard of cacao nibs or cocoa nibs. Cacao nibs are essentially just cacao beans that they've cut up into little pedacitos or pieces. You can find cacao nibs at Whole Paycheck or anywhere. Large grocery stores will have them, and they're great. They're really great to sprinkle on food, sprinkle on smoothies, on ice cream, and they are pure cacao. So in short, because I haven't really talked about the whole thing, cocoa is heated up even hotter than cacao. And because of this, it loses a lot more of its phytonutrients. And so cocoa is a more refined version of cacao. And from cocoa, they process even more and they alkalize it and they put in some chemicals, which we call the Dutch process. And so if you see any chocolate that says alkalized with and the Dutch process, and you know, it's but even more refined. So ideally, we want to go with products that have a lot more cacao than they do with cocoa. And if you look on the ORAC scale for cocoa and for cacao, cacao has a much higher rate than for cocoa because it's more of the pure natural bean. So just know, cacao is less refined than cocoa, which makes a lot of sense, and I think some of you already knew that. All right, so let's go over the criteria. No chocolate bars over $5. Now, if you ever go to Whole Paycheck or any of these fruity places, they have chocolate bars that are literally $10 a bar, $9, $8 a bar. And this is crazy. I mean, I don't care if they're sprinkled in gold. Like they have gold flecks. Like the old gold panners of the Yukon Gold Rush or over in California or wherever. I don't care. I mean, $10 a bar, I mean, unless you're extremely wealthy, that is really high. So we're only going to do bars that are $5 or less. And actually, the bars that we're doing are mostly ranging from $2 to $4. We're only going to choose 80% or higher on the cacao. And I've mentioned this in the sugar-laden superfoods that cacao... or I should say high percentage dark chocolate has a lot more of the cacao or cocoa, depending which one you're talking about, and less sugar. And so the higher you go on the percentage of the chocolate, the less sugar. There are chocolate bars that are 60% that have 15 grams of sugar per serving or more. But when you get up to about 80 to 85 to 90%, most of them are going to be 5 to 6 grams of sugar. So when we review the macronutrients here, we're really not going to spend a long time on the macros because they all have essentially the same level of calories and carbs and fat and protein and whatnot. But just know that all these have an insanely low amount of sugar because we're only reviewing 85 to 90%. Don't get the flavored ones, which I've already talked about in the previous MP Radio episode on sugar-laden superfoods. Don't get anything lower than 85 because it's going to be higher in sugar. And don't get the flavored ones because they're certainly going to be higher in sugar. And not only that, they're going to have more ingredients. And with dark chocolate, we want minimal ingredients, very minimal. And last I mentioned, we're only going to do well-known brands because I know that your local chocolate store, your chocolatier store, Godiva, or whatever restaurant or supermarket, or I should say supermarket, they're going to have a lot of local brands. I know down here in Texas, we have HEB, which is our large grocery chain. They have their own version of dark chocolate, Central Market dark chocolate. And so wherever you're listening to this, you're going to have your own local brands. So just kind of use the same rubric that we're using on this one when picking your dark chocolate, but we're only going to do brands that are relatively well known. All right. Also, I want to mention that the typical serving size in dark chocolate bars is about 40 to 45 grams. Most dark chocolate bars, depending on their size, have 2 to 2.5 grams of servings or 2.5 servings per bar. So just be aware. And I think most of you guys know that when you look at the nutritional information, that's not for the entire bar. That's half a bar or maybe even less, 40% of a bar. But the typical serving size is about 40 grams. And I'm really not going to comment a lot on fair trade certified status. I know that some of you are very conscientious about how dark chocolate is harvested or how the cacao is harvested, because I've mentioned in the past that a large majority of our chocolate does come from South America still in the Andes, but a larger percentage now is coming from West Africa, and it's harvested and under duress by children. We've talked about blood diamond chocolate, where in a lot of these areas where cacao is very prevalent, that is the main revenue for that poor country, either it be Guinea-Bissau, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Ghana, these areas. And so the local warlords in the area are impressing kids, not like I'm impressed by you, but like just grabbing kids and forcing them to pick cacao beans because that's where they make their money. So a lot of these beans are under duress. They're blood chocolate. Not to mention, even the ones over in South America, the people, and they're typically indigenous people, are not paid very well to harvest it. So fair trade typically means that they're paid a living wage, which is infinitely less than over here in the United States, but it's enough to be a fair wage. But we're not going to really cover that on this one. We're just going to do ingredients and taste. All right. Also, if you're interested in these bars, most of these you can find at your local grocery store. But if you're interested, you can go to the article from which I am gleaning this, and you can click on the actual names of the bars and purchase them on Amazon if you like. All right, let's start with the first one. Guitard. Guitard. Sounds like guitar or retard. Guitard, 91% cacao nocturne. Now, Guitard is a brand, and all these brands are going to have, all these brands are going to have less percentage dark chocolate, 60, 70. They're going to have the flavored one. So again, I'm only picking the high ones. So Guitard is G-U-I-T-T-A-R-D. They have a 91% cacao, which they call nocturne, which means night. So I'm only going to read the macronutrients once for these seven bars because they're all essentially the same. 40 grams per serving, 210 calories. Some of these are going to range up to 260. 21 grams of fat, 12 of which are saturated. 14 grams of carbs, which is pretty average. 5 grams of fiber, which is standard in all these that we're reviewing. 4 grams of sugar, which is pretty standard. 4 grams of protein. Ingredients: cacao beans, pure cane sugar, cocoa butter, vanilla beans. All right, so pros of the Guitard Nocturne is that their ingredients are the best at all seven we're going to do. They have the four that are essentially necessary to make a good chocolate bar. They have cacao beans, and you'll notice in most of these other ones, they're not using cacao, they're using cocoa. They're using some version of cocoa, and remember, cocoa is an inferior. Don't get me wrong. Cacao and cocoa both are very high on antioxidants. They score decent on the ORAC. Cacao is going to score higher on the ORAC scale. So don't think that cocoa or anything that's derived from cocoa is a slouch. It's just not as good as cacao. So it's cacao beans, pure cane sugar, cocoa butter, and vanilla beans. Four ingredients, and that's really all you need in a dark chocolate bar. So it's really good. Cons, doesn't taste too good. I remember one time I went to World Market because I go there often. I go raid the discount bin in the back. If you guys have a World Market where you live, go to the back because they have discounted stuff. And I remember one time this summer, maybe it was like last summer, they had Guitard 85 and they had them on sale. Now, normally Guitard, I guess I should say like Pepe Le Pew Guitard. They're typically about $4 a bar over here in Texas. So I got these for $1.99. So I'm like, oh my God, these are pure ingredients. I'm going to get like 10 of them because I eat a lot of dark chocolate. So it's like an investment. And then I never had Guitard before and I ate them and they taste like cardboard. I mean, they literally have no taste. And this is one of the things going back to cacao versus cocoa is that cacao has a much more bitter taste and it has that dirt, earthy taste more than cocoa. When they heat up the cacao bean to make cocoa, there's something in the high heating of the process that actually makes it a little sweeter. And that's why cocoa products are more palatable to people because they taste a little sweeter. So since the Guitard Nocturne is pure cacao, essentially, it doesn't have that great of a taste. It really doesn't. So overall, Guitard is the most expensive of the seven bars that we are reviewing. It's about $4, as I mentioned. And that's due to the pure ingredients. Since it actually uses premium cacao beans, the taste is more bitter than the others and a little duller. But if you can develop a taste for it, and perhaps most pragmatically, if it's on sale where you can get it for about $2, then it's definitely worth the buy. Just get ready for the cardboard taste. So we're going to give it a B+. Next, like the Soup Nazi. Divine. We're doing the Divine brand. You guys see this brand pretty commonly at the grocery store. We're doing Divine 85% dark chocolate. The macronutrients, a little higher in the calories, 260. It's 42 grams per serving, so it's a little higher than the standard 40 grams. The fat, the saturated, the carbs, they're all the same. The 6 grams of fiber, which is a little higher. Ingredients, cocoa mass, cocoa butter, sugar, cocoa powder, sunflower lecithin, vanilla. So the pros. As with all these bars in this range, it's low in sugar and boasts a good amount of fiber. Its cons, the ingredients are not that stellar. First of all, it's got no cacao, which you're going to see as a reoccurring theme in the rest of these bars because the guitar, not to ruin the suspense, because I know you guys all are bated breath right now. The guitar is the only one that has cacao. The rest of them have cocoa. So it uses sunflower lecithin, which is kind of a... It's an emulsifier, and we really don't like to see vegetable oils. The most common one you're going to see is soy lecithin. This one uses sunflower lecithin, which makes it no better, in my opinion, and it's used to emulsify it, but why does it need to be in there? Yeah, it's more of a filler, and it does bring a little sweetness, and it does have vanilla, which is great because some of these don't even use vanilla, but it's not using vanilla beans. So overall, the taste is average. Divines are all right. The price is about $3. Nothing exception in its macronutrient or ingredient profile to push it above average. So it's going to get a C. It's decent. Number three, Perugina. Go to Perugina. Sounds like an Italian chocolate bar. Maybe they don't say cacao. They say cacao. Anyways, we're doing the Perugina 85% extra dark chocolate, 40 grams a serving, 240 calories, 20 grams of fat, 13 saturated, 11 grams of carbs, so it's a little less, 6 grams of fiber, which is good, 5 grams of sugar, 3 grams of protein. Ingredients, chocolate processed with alkali, sugar, cocoa butter, sunflower lecithin, natural vanilla flavor. All right, so pros, compared to the others in this review, not much. It's got a little less in carbs, that's about it. Its cons, it's very refined. Now, I mentioned, and you got to read the article on cacao versus cocoa, that anytime you see chocolate processed with alkali, that's really cocoa butter that's been added with a chemical to alkalize it. So this makes it even more subpar than if you were to find it with just simple cocoa or cocoa beans or cocoa powder. So right there in itself is a big strike against the Perugina. It's got sugar, it's got cocoa butter, which is typical. Then it's got the sunflower lecithin, which we don't really want to be seeing. Again, it's a filler, and it's a vegetable oil. And then it's got natural vanilla flavor. So what does natural vanilla flavor mean? This goes back to what the definition of natural flavors is. Natural flavors is essentially like KFC or Dr. Pepper's secret recipe. We don't know what's in it. We honestly don't know what's in it. So lots of times manufacturers can make natural flavor, and it's generally categorized as grass or generally regarded as safe. But how they get that designation is not from the FDA. They give themselves that designation because partly because the FDA is so swamped, the low-level people, with trying to approve or test all these chemicals they want to add to our food. And then the higher-level people are just revolving door, and they really don't care. And really, they have their allegiance to big food and big pharma. But with a natural flavor, it's the companies that say, hey, FDA, just trust us. This stuff is safe. It's grass, man. It's grass. It's like weed. It's grass. Generally regarded as safe. So we don't know what natural vanilla flavor means. We have no idea. If it was a better bar, they would actually use vanilla or vanilla extract or, of course, vanilla beans, which would be the best. But, of course, they're not going to do that because why are they going to do that if that costs more money? So overall, the Perugina substandard bar. In this range, average in taste, which doesn't help it. So skip it. It's a C minus. We're going to Ghirardelli. Ghirardelli sounds Italian, but I think it's actually from San Francisco. So we're doing a Ghirardelli, intense dark, 86%. Cacao. They call it a cacao. Let's see if it actually has any cacao. I mean, look, cocoa comes from the cacao bean, so it's not like they're lying per se. The good thing about the Ghirardelli, and this is the very common one, like Lindt and Ghirardelli are going to be the two kind of what we call working man's premium dark chocolate bar because these you can find anywhere. You can follow these at Walmart. And these typically range from $2.20 to $2.60. So these are the cheapest bars. So really, amongst Ghirardelli and Lindt, they're competing amongst themselves or between themselves because amongst you only use when you have more than two things. Thank you, Father Catholic, for teaching me that way back in Catholic school days. So Ghirardelli is really competing with Lindt, and they're really not competing with any of the other bars, aside from maybe Trader Joe's bar. So 45 grams per serving, so it's a larger serving. Calories, 250, total fat, 25, saturated, which is 15 grams of carbs, 5 grams of fiber, 5 grams of sugar, 3 grams of protein. Okay, again, the macronutrients really don't matter because they're all the same. All these bars are about the same. Ingredients. Bittersweet chocolate, which is unsweetened chocolate, cocoa butter, sugar, milk fat, soy lecithin, vanilla, and natural flavor. So you can already kind of tell. Pros. With Ghirardelli and Lindt, we're getting the Working Man's Premium Dark Chocolate Bar, meaning that these bars are the least expensive of the 80% or higher. So if you notice, that in itself is good, because, I mean, I'd rather you be eating this Ghirardelli than, you know, Hershey's. Cons. Well, it's got a lot. First of all, it's using milk fat. So say bye to the vegetarian on this. And unless the vegetarian has a scrutinizing eye, they might just assume all dark chocolates don't have milk because it's not a milk chocolate, but they're using milk fat. They're using milk fat. And of course, they're using the ubiquitous demonic soy lecithin, which is found in about 70% of processed foods. So you're getting that genetically modified estrogenic soybean oil. And it's got natural flavor. Again, why is there natural flavor in this? Because they're like a bartender, ladies and gentlemen, who are watering down the chocolate. Because the less cacao bean or cocoa they put in it, and the more of the fillers like milk fat, soy lecithin, and natural flavors, the less of the true cacao you're getting. And so they're making more of a profit. Now, to its credit, the Ghirardelli does taste good. It tastes better than the Lindt, to be honest. But the problem with it is that it's full of fillers. Now, the benefit, it's $2.50, and it has a great taste, like I mentioned. So I'd give it a D because, first of all, it has milk, so it's somewhat deceptive because they're making the assumption that you're going to read the back. But you are getting what you're paying for, so not that good of a bar, so I give it a D. All right, we're going to go to Lindt Excellence 85%, Cocoa Extra Dark. This is 40 grams per serving, 230 calories, 18 grams of fat, so notice less fat, 11 grams of which are saturated, 15 grams of carbs, 6 grams of fiber, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of protein. So notice that the fat is infinitely less in the Lindt than in the Ghirardelli. In the Ghirardelli, it was 25 grams of fat, and in the Lindt, it was 18. Now, part of this is the serving size deception, because the Ghirardelli is 45 grams per serving, and the Lindt only 40. So I wouldn't make too much of it, but it is a little less than fat. And of course, fat doesn't make you fat, but just worth noting. So let's look at the ingredients. Number one is chocolate, cocoa powder, cocoa butter, demerara sugar, which is a special type of sugar, and bourbon vanilla beans. Oh, so vanilla beans are coming back here. We the last time we saw that was with the guitar. So Lindt. First of all, its first ingredient is chocolate. What does that mean? Because chocolate doesn't exist in the real world. It needs to say it has cacao butter, cocoa powder, something like that. So when its first ingredient is chocolate, that's a little weird. It's a little odd. I'm a little concerned. It's got cocoa butter, and it's got sugar, and it's got bourbon vanilla bean. So on this other Working Man's Dark Chocolate, it's going to score better than the Ghirardelli. It really is. Because, like, first of all, it's using bourbon vanilla beans, whereas Ghirardelli is using natural flavors and vanilla. And me don't like natural flavors. This one almost has as little ingredients as the guitar, because it just has chocolate, cocoa powder, cocoa butter, the sugar, and then the vanilla beans. So that's great. The Lindt tastes decent, and it doesn't have soy lecithin, it doesn't have milk fat, and it doesn't have natural flavors. It does use vanilla beans, which is impressive for the lowest tier of the dark chocolate bars. Its taste is pretty smooth and above average. So take it any day over the Ghirardelli. So I'm giving it a B. Giving it a B. Couple more to go, and we're done. Green and Blacks. Green and Blacks, 85% dark cacao bar. Hopefully it uses cacao, because it's saying it's using cacao. 40 grams per serving, 260 calories, 21 grams of fat, 13 of which are saturated, 14 grams of carbs, 5 grams of fiber, 5 grams of sugar, 4 grams of protein. Standard. Green and Black. All right, so ingredients. Organic chocolate. Okay, what does that mean? Organic cocoa butter. Organic cocoa. Okay, all right. Organic raw cane sugar. Great. Organic vanilla extract. Well, pros, everything is organic. Now, I didn't really mention, but they do use a lot of pesticides on the cacao. The good thing about the cacao is that coffee beans, they do absorb pesticides, but not as an egregiously high level as some other produce and other beans and seeds. But they do absorb it, so that's good to see that it is organic. Its price is about $3.50. Green and Black has a lot of other varieties, just like all these other ones. It's good to see that they're using organic vanilla extract, so there's no vanillin, which is artificial vanilla or natural flavors. It's using cane sugar, and it's using cocoa butter and organic cocoa. So no cacao, no cacao, even though it's in the title. But again, they're not lying because all these do come from the cacao bean. Overall, the Green and Black chocolate bars are great tasting. They're really good. So anytime you see Green and Black, if you see they're 85% on sale or 80 or even 75, get it. Because Green and Black out of all these honestly taste the best. The bars are pretty hefty. They're thick. They got some substance to them. They're very big and blocky. And they taste good. They taste good. And in terms of ingredients, it's the second best here after the guitar. But compared to all the other ones in the group, it is the go-to bar. So if money's no object, go with the Green and Black. It's really good. And it has no extra ingredients to sully it. So I'm giving it an A-. A-. All right, last bar we're going to talk about today is Trader Joe's, the Dark Chocolate Lover's Chocolate Bar. Now, if you ever go to Trader Joe's, you'll notice they have like a zillion different brands of dark chocolates. They have tons of different, either where they sell them over the freezer section or at the checkout aisle. So this one, the Dark Chocolate Lover's 85% Dark Chocolate Bar is going to be found right when you're checking out. Its cover looks like it's like a jungle. It's got like leaves around. It's green and black. I wish I could have it on the actual website so you could see it, but you can see it on your own. And they only sell it at the checkout counter, so just remember that. Now, it's got 40 grams per serving. It's got 250 calories. It's got 21 grams of fat, 10 of which are saturated, 13 grams of carbs and lower in carbs, 6 grams of sugar, 5 grams of fiber, 4 grams of protein. And its ingredients, cocoa mass, sugar, cocoa butter, great, soy lecithin, natural vanilla flavors. Now, the pros. The dark chocolate, 85% dark chocolate lovers chocolate bar is notoriously cheap. If you guys know what I'm talking about, this bar, it's $1.70, and you get 2 bars in it. Now, the bars are thin. They're not like the green and blacks. They're not thick or like even the Lynn or Ghirardelli's. But it's nice. You get 2 separate bars in the bar box. So that's great. So it's infinitely cheap. So you can get 2 of these puppies for the same price as a green and blacks. That's great. The cons, you're getting what you're paying for. Okay, it's got the soy lecithin here. So that's not good. It's just like the Ghirardelli. But at least it's 60 cents cheaper than the Ghirardelli. So that's not good. We don't want to be seeing that. And it's got the natural vanilla flavors. Overall, though, it does taste good. It has a very sweet taste. When I give it to my student or to my colleagues at school, they like it because it doesn't taste like 85%. Well, it doesn't taste like 85% because they have artificial vanilla flavors in it, and they got the soy lecithin. But overall, even though the taste is pretty good, the subpar ingredients supersede the taste, and so I give it a D. I give it a D. So let's review the grades here before we finish up. Guitar is the only one with cacao. It's got a B+ because the taste is really crappy. Divine, 85%. It's going to be a C. Perugina, it's going to be a C-. Ghirardelli, which is the crappiest one, it's got a D. The Lint is a B. The Green and Black's 85 is going to be an A-. Tastes good. And then the Trader Joe's is going to be a D. Now, last thing before I finish here, I'm not getting paid by any of these people to review their products. I just like reviewing them, and this is just based on my taste and my analytical skills and my knowledge of stuff like this. So you don't have to listen to anything I say. The biggest question you got to answer at the very end of this is, what's more important to you, the ingredients or the taste? If it's the ingredients, try to get the Guitar products, the Nocturne in particular, since the ingredients are top-notch. If it's taste and ingredients, then go with the Green and Black. If it's just a least expensive bar that's decent in its ingredients, then it's the Lint. Go with the Lint. Now, again, this is like first world problems or an embarrassment of riches here, because all these bars are going to be infinitely better than milk chocolate, and they're going to be better than Dove or M&M's quote-unquote dark chocolate. So we're just rating the elite of the elite. So when I'm giving the Trader Joe bar a D, just put that in perspective, that if you're comparing it to milk chocolate, it's going to be an A. It's going to be an A. So at the very end here, when you're looking at, let's say, your local dark chocolate bar, this is the criteria you should apply. Use cacao over cocoa products. So if any of these like $8 bars you want to get have cacao, get the cacao over the cocoa. Get bars that have vanilla beans or vanilla extract over vanilla flavor or natural flavors or vanillin, which is illin in the vanillin, which is an artificial vanilla. And that's really deceptive because you think people look at it and think, oh, it's vanilla. Maybe they just misspelled it. No, it's an artificial fake vanilla. Get ones that have organic sugar over regular sugar, or in general, organic over non-organic. And then, of course, the last one is don't get any lecithins, none of the emulsifiers. So that's the overall kind of criteria. So that's all I got to say. Aside from choose unflavored varieties, we already know that. It's got less sugar, less ingredients, and more cacao. Now go to your store, get some of these bars, sit back, and enjoy. Until next time, guys, take care. Post some comments. Do you agree or disagree with what I'm saying on these reviews? I'd love to hear from you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com, follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.